listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. It is our second hour on Cleveland Browns Daily. And folks, tune into the all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio with a look into the lives of the Browns players both on and off the field. That's tomorrow at 7 on Sports Time Ohio. The show is hosted by myself and Sarah Carnes. And we'll get into a lot of good stuff this week. Isaiah Crowell goes on the hot seat, so you'll get to hear from Kakaw right there, the guy nominated. The Crow nominated for
flying
the Pepsi.
Flying high here in Cleveland.
He is flying high here
That's right.
He is good, man. He's taking putting some people in the slam sedan, which is always good to
see.
In
the best way possible, he's flying high.
He is, yes. Given this team's history, yes, very well said, Matt. And also, we'll go through Joe Jurevicius is going to do a feature every week on a game-changing play, walks through the big pass plays to Jordan Cameron. That's very good. They go over that on the demo field. So check that out inside the Cleveland Browns tomorrow, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Phones are blowing up, so we're going to stick with it here. Do you believe in this Browns team? Why? If not, why not? What do they need to do for you? What feels so different? Matt and I have told you why we are bought in. Kind of stems from the top down, just an overall cultural change, a unity of mind and purpose and confidence for this team in the front office, at the coaching level, and then down onto the field with the leaders and players they have here. It's a total team effort, and it's wonderful to see every single week. All right, let's go to Bob in New York now. Bob, you're on with Zagura and Wilhelm.
Hey, gentlemen, first of all, I could rattle off about 10 reasons why I totally am buying in. You guys have done a great job going through these. One that might be a little bit overlooked is the change to the stadium. I live in New York, so I'm sort of a little distant on this, but I've been to the older version of the new stadium,
And
I am watching what's happening with this new stadium, and I can tell it is louder, and the scoreboards are making a difference, and it's creating a home field advantage that I really think is important for making sure we win these home games that are ultra, ultra important. Secondly, I just want to mention that I think the Hoyer-Petten relationship, which was not intentional, but with this letter that Petten wrote to Hoyer, is an incredible story that brought them together, is unlike anything I've ever heard of or any of us have ever heard of. And we all know the importance of a quarterback-head coach relationship in winning Super Bowls. They have to really believe in each other. We kind of lucked out in a weird way by Hoyer's injury last year. I was sad to see him get hurt, and I think they would have won a lot more games. But, listen, here's where we are, and I've always believed in Hoyer because if you listen to Tom Brady and you look at how many first-team reps Hoyer ran in practice when Brady was hurting, you know he is a quality quarterback, and there was never a doubt in my mind that this guy could lead the Browns. The last point I want to make is, and I really think this is important, Travis Benjamin is an example of a guy who is so understated, so talented. I want to see him get back on punt returns. I believe in him 100%. He fought back from an ACL as a guy that relies on speed, and not a lot is said about that, but he has been a huge difference maker this year.
He has been certainly stepping up as a receiver. Let's start with the stadium, and I think Bob makes a great point, man. I know this was your first opportunity to be in there this past Sunday. What did you think of that, and put me in the mind of an opposing player coming into that environment?
Well, I'll speak about the environment first and foremost personally, because I did play in the stadium when it was the old Cleveland Browns stadium, and I mean, that new stadium is loud, first and foremost. It's loud. I think the Cleveland fans have taken ownership of their stadium again because so many teams, especially divisionally, because they're within driving distance, it can get taken over. This week in the past would have been a 50-50, 60-40 type of crowd, Steelers to Browns. But they have taken ownership for that stadium. I say Jimmy Haslam and Alec and all the guys that have made decisions to make those renovations, it is awesome. I mean, those boards are huge. It is sexy. It is sharp. It is a 2014 NFL football stadium, and I think that the guys in this 53-man roster should be proud to play in a stadium like that, because for me, spending time in San Diego at Qualcomm has history, but that's an antique type of stadium,
sure.
You know, with an old digital board like you'd see, or analog board rather, like you'd see in a high school stadium. So I think it's a great place to play. It is now a true home to these Cleveland Browns, and they definitely do have a home field advantage. And that dog pound is now barking with some bite behind it too.
No question. And last year, the only game I got to go to because of my TV commitments on the weekends was the Thursday night game, and that's a primetime game. Everybody was fired up, and it was loud that night, but there was nothing, and I mean nothing, like the sound that we have heard coming out of there so far this season. I think those renovations have made it feel much more closed in. They've closed some of the gaps. The sound is staying trapped in, reverberating down to the field. It looks better. The Dog Pound buying into it. I think that's a great point. And one of the guys who's been benefiting from that extra loud Dog Pound these days joins us now on the hotline, and that is Jabal Sheard, outside linebacker for the Cleveland Browns, who has been doing a fantastic job getting the quarterback the last few weeks. Jabal, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being with us.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Jabal, we're just talking, a caller pointed out, you know, right now our question, and everybody is just buying into this team. They love the kind of the leadership that's coming top down from the players on the field embodying it, but also talking about the stadium. How much of an impact do you think the kind of renovations to this stadium have had from your perspective as a player on the sound, the environment, and the energy and home field advantage you guys are feeling in Cleveland?
It's been huge, man. It's been awesome. The stadium's a lot more closed in, so I think it's creating more of a roar inside the stadium. The big screen TVs is huge, and I'm able to watch the TV from the bench and don't have to stand up the whole game to watch it.
Save those legs, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just a lot going on, and I think it's huge. It's playing a great role, and everybody's buying in and loves it.
Jabal, the Pittsburgh Steelers have had, especially Ben Roethlisberger himself, and the way he can stand in the pocket, he's had the Cleveland Browns number for many years now. Talk about the defenses and the slow start you got off to, and the defense this week, you guys were able to rattle him, you were able to cover up on the back end, and just an overall statement performance thus far this season.
It just started off in practice. Me and Coach challenged us to play with a chip on our shoulder. I mean, just after the last game, I mean, how they beat us, and how we had a shot and we didn't take advantage of it. We just wanted to play loose, but at the same time play with a chip, you know what I mean, be angry in the inside. And I think everybody did that. We started off a lot faster than we have been. It took a quarter to get it done, but, I mean, we got it done.
Jabal, how important for the psyche of this team was it to get a win over the Steelers like this, a decisive win, and how confident are you guys about where this team is and where it is going?
You know, that's on us. We gotta keep playing hard and just take it one game at a time. But we could go anywhere at this point. But we had to get a division win. I think that was the biggest part this week. We won a few games and been close to a few games, but the important part is division wins get you to the playoffs, and that's our ultimate goal. That's where we want to be.
No question, a huge one. Jabal Sheard joining us from the Bingham Early Learning Center on a Cleveland Browns Foundation visit as part of the 2000 Days Initiative. Of course, the first 2000 days of a child's life are the most important for their education. The Browns, via the Cleveland Browns Foundation, committed to enhancing that education, putting resources into our youth here in Northeast Ohio, and it's an early childhood education day for Jabal Sheard visiting out there. And Jabal, in addition to the great things you guys are doing on the field right now, you got 2 sacks, 12 hurries already on the year, one of the most efficient pass rushers in the league. That's rewarding, obviously, but how rewarding is it also to get involved with the Cleveland Browns Foundation and this 2000 Days Initiative and work with the youth here in Northeast Ohio?
You know, it's important, man. Anything we could do to you know, encourage our youth to do better in school and teach them how to be a better person, I think it's huge. And just the 2000 days of a child's life, I think it's huge. It gets the parents involved. We got to interact with some parents while we were there. I mean, just working with the kids and showing them that we do care, I think it's going to make a huge difference.
Jabal, I think it's great that you guys do so much in the community, but I'll take a question back to football. Talk to me at this point after 5 football games, just some of the differences in Coach Pettine and Coach O'Neill's scheme versus Ray Horton's scheme last year, and why you guys are finally catching stride, and we saw that in your performance this week against the Steelers.
Well, Coach Pettine's defense is a lot more complicated on third down, so I think it took us a little minute to get used to it. And not only that, I think it took Coach to see what we're good at. You know, certain teams are just good at a certain defense, and if you're good at it, you know what I mean, why not keep running it? And I think that's what we accomplished last week, and we got to understand it for what kind of defense we are.
Jabal, it seemed to me that after the Steelers game, this is something I've been talking about on the show today, that, you know, go back to the Tennessee Titans game. You win. It's almost euphoric in the locker room. There's the dance party as a result of, you know, the biggest come-from-behind victory on the road in NFL history. But this week, while you guys were excited and happy with getting the win over the Steelers and an emphatic one, it kind of seemed like a calmness that, okay, we went out and we did what we were supposed to do. Is that kind of are you starting to see that different mindset amongst this team?
Yeah, I mean, we're expecting to win. Like, yeah, I mean, we're not just, oh, happy we won. We're expecting to win. So, I mean, I think that calmed us down a little bit. I mean, that, and we kind of blew them out. I mean, it wasn't even a close game. I think the two games we won in the past has been so close that, you know, it was like nail biting, you know what I mean? It was
right.
Like, and then once you get over that hump, I think that's what, like, had us so encouraged. And, like, I mean, that's why everybody was dancing. Like, we were just happy to finally pull up a win. But
well, and it was historic. I think it deserved. You can do a little dancing. Nashville's a town known for its dancing. There's nothing wrong with that, Jabal. Let me ask you about turning your attention, though, now from coming off this big win and getting ready for Jacksonville. Obviously, nobody wants to have that letdown against a winless team. How are you guys kind of turning the page in your minds and getting prepared for the task at hand this Sunday?
We've been that team, so we know at any given Sunday, you could be beat. And we don't want to be that team to lose to Jacksonville, let alone lose any game. So, I mean, we're still fighting, man. We're still trying to prove ourselves, so we got no choice but to fight.
Jabal, great stuff. Appreciate that. Appreciate your time for being with us, and also appreciate you taking time out on your day off to go ahead and go out there and support the Cleveland Browns Foundation 2000 Days Initiative, helping out early childhood education at the Bingham Early Learning Center. Great stuff on the field and off from Jabal Sheard. Appreciate your time today, and congrats on the big win against the Steelers, and hopefully another one this Sunday against the Jags.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Browns outside linebacker Jabal Sheard. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll have three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champion Jerod Cherry here on CBD.